changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today we want to continue our conversation about how to become happy this year. And I'm going to share with you something I have shared many, 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 many times before. And this is one of the most pivotable, that's a good word. I came up with that. Hashtag trademark Will Bowen, pivotable. Anyway, it's one of the most pivotal things towards our becoming happy. And that is this concept of sacred clowns. Now, let me give you a little history about this. I met a man in a yoga studio. He was one of my ex-wife's great yoga students. This guy, excuse me, was in his 70s, and he would go take a class at 10 in the morning and then come back and take another one at 5 in the afternoon, and he'd run in between. So he was in great shape. And he is a Native American historian, and he teaches Native American history at colleges. And he was telling me about this concept of the sacred clown. He said that we all know that Native American tribes had a hierarchy and that there was the chief who was responsible for leading the tribe. And then we also know that there was a medicine man who was responsible for the physical and spiritual health of the tribe. What we don't realize was that there was also a third member of this tribe known as the sacred clown. Now, according to my friend, the historian Gil Nichols, there are sacred clowns literally found all over North America in every Native American tribe, according to Gil. Now, a Native American sacred clown is someone whose job is to create chaos within the tribe. Their job is to actually cause problems within the tribe. Take this in. This is considered a sacred duty, that you get to be the one that creates problems. Here's what I mean. Sacred clowns would do things like make up stories about people within the tribe to see if other people would gossip about them. Sacred clowns, if you were about to cook some fish that you had just caught, they would come and feed the fish to the dogs, or they would knock over your fire. They would say, hey, it's time for the sweat lodge, and we still need more people in the sweat lodge, and then they would shove people in there like pickles in a jar, even though there was already too many people in there. Sacred clown. Now, didn't this, I have to say, with my personality, being there to, as Gil Nichols says, jack with people. Your job is to jack with people, and no one can get upset with you because it is considered a sacred thing. Now, what is the purpose of the sacred clown? What's the purpose of having someone get up every day with the intention of upsetting other members of the tribe? Well, the purpose of the sacred clown is to upset you to the point that you are no longer upsettable. Let me put it this way. We often live our lives like the boy who cried wolf, but we continue to believe that the wolf is there. In the story of the boy who cried wolf, of course, the boy kept messing with the townsfolks, calling wolf, 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 and finally there was a wolf that was coming after his sheep, and no one came along. Well, the same is true with the sacred clown. The sacred clown is to jack with you. That's Gil Nichols' word, jack with you. He's there to mess with you so that you become unmesswithable. Now, doesn't that sound crazy? Doesn't that just sound amazing that they would put that much into the emotional well-being of the members of the society? Not only that, but that this would appear all over North America in Native American tribes. Crazy Horse, who is one of my great idols, Crazy Horse was a sacred clown. In his particular tribe, he was a Heoka. That's what they called them. He was, I just went blank on what tribe Crazy Horse was. But anyway, in his particular tribe, they call them Heokas. In other tribes, they call them Labayes. They call them Contraries. In the movie, Little Big Man, if you're old enough to remember that, there was this brave who was always upset with Little Big Man, because Little Big Man just seemed to glide through life and everybody liked him, whereas this guy worked too hard, nobody liked him. And at one point, he becomes a sacred clown. If you go back and watch the movie, he is wearing a he's wearing black and white, and he's riding his horse backwards. That is called a contrary. If you look up sacred clowns, you will always often find the icon of a brave riding a horse backwards. Riding the horse backwards. Their job is to buck the trends. Their job is to mess with the people. Their job is to be irritating and irritable. And I'm here to tell you, I have been a sacred clown for many people going through my life. I have created chaos and challenges in the past. I've created issues. I grew up in a family where there was a heck of a lot of drama and problems, and you always sought those things out because it was a way of connecting. It was really pretty psychotic. So I want you to understand the fact that you can continue to look at people in your life and be upset with them and about who they are and what they are and what they do, or you can begin to see that some people are your sacred clowns. I tell the story in my book, A Complaint-Free World, or was it Happy This Year? I think it was a complaint. Yeah, it was A Complaint-Free World. I used to work with this great radio announcer. The thing was, I was 19 years old and he was in his 40s. And he had been in radio forever, and I was brand new, didn't know what I was doing, and they made me his boss because they didn't like his attitude. And he continued his attitude. His attitude was the same way even after they made me his boss, and even more so because he was pretty well indispensable. He had a name and a reputation in the market. And Crazy Horse was a Sioux. That is right. Ogallala Sioux. That is what Crazy Horse was. By the way, if you do not see the Crazy Horse Memorial, you're crazy. You need to make a pilgrimage. Sure, go see Mount Rushmore, but then go on to see the truly inspiring thing out there, and that is Crazy Horse's memorial. Hello from Montego Bay, Jamaica. Awesome, Courtney. Hope you're having a wonderful time there. So continuing this concept, I want you to realize that in the Native American culture, they consider someone a sacred clown. In other words, it's not just a clown. In our idea, a clown is someone to be laughed at, to laugh at or be afraid of. And in their culture, a clown was somebody who was there to mess with you to see if you could overcome the challenge. It would intentionally put challenges in your way so that when life presented you with real challenges, you'd be cooler about it. You wouldn't be quite so upset. And to do this over time, to lessen your reaction more and more and more over time. You have sacred clowns in your life. I have a good friend who every day when she came home from work, she would complain about this particular person at work. This particular person didn't uphold her standards, my friend's standards. This particular person was always late. This particular person was always negative. This particular person was always complaining, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And every time I got with my friend, I knew that it was really going to be about this other person. And so one day I said, what if she was there to be your sacred clown? What if she is there to just upset you to see if you can get to the point where you shrug your shoulders and it's not so upsettable? And she's like, well, she doesn't clean up as well as she should and everything like that. And I'm like, yes, and you guys are peers. If her boss, if your boss is satisfied with her work, you need to not let it affront you. And that's what we do. And I have to say, I've struggled with this a lot in my life. I had a sacred clown moment yesterday. It's a long story, but it was somebody sent in an email and it was nasty. It was just long and nasty. And whenever you get a long, nasty email, you know it's the other person. They've obviously got way too much time to on their hands. And they've obviously got way too much meanness in their heart that they feel that somehow by sending something nasty to you, they're going to make you feel better. And this person sent us an email yesterday, me and my company, about the complaint-free thing. And one of my assistants called one of my other assistants and was like, what are we going to do? What should we do? And they called me and I said, here's what we do. Nothing. We delete the person from our database. We delete the email. We put a smile on our face and we realize that they're the ones with the challenge, not us. Is this not the first email we have ever gotten out of millions of emails where somebody has been so nasty? Yeah. Well, then I would say pretty much it has to do with them and not us. And in that moment, I felt so good. And I was even telling my girlfriend, because we were driving from Key Largo to Miami when the call came through. And I said, you know, that is that kind of thing used to would have upset me so much. 10, 15 years ago, if somebody would have sent a nasty email, well, first of all, I would have read it over and over again. This time I said, I don't even want to read this. And then I would have constructed over days something to basically flay the skin off of them in my mind in an email response. And then I would type up something that would be a whole lot less, but it still wouldn't be terribly nice. And in this case, I finally just went, sacred clown, let them go. If a sacred clown upsets you, they win. Their job is to get up and piss you off every single day. And if you go there and go, oh, here they go again. Oh, here they are. Many of you know that my father, until he drew his last breath, was a mean, hurtful, toxic person. And so for the last years of his life, after having, he would draw us in and then beat us up, draw us in, beat us up. Now, I'm too big for him to beat me up anymore, but he would just beat us up emotionally, spiritually, etc. And I say, me, my brothers, our families. And I finally just said, I don't need this anymore. I'm healthy enough and I don't need this toxicity. And sometimes with a sacred clown, it means letting them go, letting them go. When you've learned enough to stay calm in their presence, that's great. It doesn't mean you allow this person to continue to harm you or abuse you or to hurt you. You take care of yourself and don't let this person upset you. So, yep, Crazy Horse was a sacred clown. You are a sacred clown for other people. When I did my seminar for the Czech Republic the other day, somebody said, is there any way to lessen your impact as a sacred clown to other people? And I said, yes, great answer. Do what I did. Buy the audiobook, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, and listen to it over and 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 practice it, practice it, practice it. And I still fall off sometimes. I still find myself going, whoop, my tongue could have been a little better. Whoops, I didn't need to. One of the things that he says is don't ever tell anybody what to do. That's what I do for a living. He says you should ask people, well, have you considered this or have you considered that? That kind of thing. And I'll catch myself and I'll go, I'm giving advice. Need to listen again. So yeah, we can limit our impact as a social clown somewhat. However, other people are sometimes just going to see you as sacred clowns. Like this person who, or see you wrong. Like this person who sent us this nasty email yesterday. Person's just wrong. So you just go, okay. Smile, let it go. And the great learning is not in trying to change that person. It's in allowing them to be them and you just moving on. So if you want to be happy, you've got to understand there are people out there who are going to jack with you unintentionally and intentionally every day of your life. And the more you can shrug your shoulders and let it off, the happier you'll be. The more you get attached to them and their actions, the less happy. Any questions or comments before we say goodbye and focus on this concept of sacred clowns? I feel like I am totally branded today. I've got my complaint-free shirt on and my Will Bowen coffee mug. Listen, thank you all so much for being with me every single day and for sharing your energy and, more importantly, for clicking share right now. Thank you for clicking share. And when you share, say share so that we know that you have shared this with other people. And we sure do appreciate it. And that is how we are able to increase and expand our positive impact in this world. Today is Friday. I will be with you again on Monday. If you have not signed up, we will send you an email on Saturday with a recap of everything we did this week. You can sign up there by going to willbowen.com and clicking on blog. willbowen.com and clicking on blog, and we will email these jump starts to you. Courtney Williams, first one to share. Thank you, Courtney. Way to go. Everybody, make it a great weekend. Remember, the sacred clowns are out there. Getting upset about them is not going to change anything. Learning to master your own. This struck me years ago, and I still love this. A spiritual master is someone who has learned how to master their spirit. Let me say that again. A spiritual master is someone who has learned how to master their spirit. Thank you for all the shares. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jennifer. And I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Kathy, have a wonderful weekend. Everybody, have a great weekend. Love you all. We're going to continue this happiness conversation come Monday. See you then.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.